Thanks for taking the time to download this BBC Radio 5 Live podcast. To search for other podcasts you might like, click bbc.co.uk/5live, where you'll also find our terms of use.
What a stunning goal by Ibrahimovic!
Batman, Gareth Bale,
Griezmann seals the deal.
Lafferty has scored!
Fantastic Ronaldo header!
Walters, 2-0!
Vintage Kane once again.
Spain in Ukraine have won Euro 2012 and created football history.
Hello, I'm Mark Chapman. Welcome to the 5 Live Football Daily. Portugal are the champions of Europe after beating France 1-0 in the final of Euro 2016. Eder beat Hugo Lloris from 25 yards in extra time to deliver the country's first major international trophy. At the full-time whistle, Alan Green, John Murray and the former England internationals Chris Waddle and Danny Mills reflected on a historic night in Portuguese football.
What Ironmark Clattenburg, whistle to his lips. Final whistle is blown and Portugal are champions of Europe against all the odds. Ronaldo makes it, his colleagues make it, and France are devastated, absolutely devastated. Beaten by a late goal in the second period of extra time, a blistering finish from Eder. It's finished, France 0, Portugal 1.
And the Portuguese are in one big huddle, bouncing up and down and celebrating, and the French are either on their knees, on their haunches, or with the head, their hands behind their heads. And there is, Chris Waddle, in this stadium, bar the swathes of Portuguese fans in red away to our left, there is a sense of disbelief, really.
Well, I think overall the game, you'd say France were the better side, but this competition's proved. It's been moments, and you know, there was a good goal by Adair, you've got to say, great strike, bottom corner, and they didn't really create a lot more, did the Portugal, but they defended, you've got to give them credit again, another team who's defended well. They've had the back four held together, they didn't let France exploit a lot of space behind them, and they had a game plan and it's worked. Might have been the best on the eye to watch Portugal as a team, but they're taking the trophy home.
And as Alan said in commentary, Danny Mills, it was a goal fit to win any final.
It was a fabulous strike, brilliant hit. I mean, he just bullied Koscielny out of the way, shrugged him off, and then from 20-odd yards out, drove it into the bottom corner. You know, and we said the longer the game goes on, you just felt that more and more it was going to be a chance for Portugal, and they might win it. France had their opportunities. They had plenty of possession. They couldn't convert it. You know, we saw that happen with England, saw it happen with Germany. We've seen that an awful lot in this tournament. In the final third, teams haven't been able to score enough chances. You have to remember, Portugal almost went out in the group stages. It was touch and go for a while whether they were actually going to qualify.
One win in 90 minutes in the whole of the tournament. Well, Does that sit comfortably, not that it really matters whether it sits comfortably with you or not, but does it sit comfortably with you that they are the champions of Europe with one win in the whole tournament in 90 minutes?
Well, they'll say they're the best team because they're taking the trophy home, but they weren't the best team in the tournament, not in my eyes anyway, but they've done a job. He's had a game plan. Let's be honest, it was quite boring. Sitting behind the ball, passing a little ball, squaring back, waiting for the odd opportunity on a counter-attack. And that's what the tournament's been. It's been a counter-attack in a tournament.
And the man, just when you wonder whether... Well, you can put your own judgment on this, but the man of the match tonight has been awarded to Pepe, who, at times, he did defend very, very well, Danny Mills. He had one moment of rolling around where you just think, get up, man. But there's an argument. If France had won it, it would have gone to Sissoko, without a shadow of a doubt. But you could also argue Rui Patricio must have pushed him close.
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, Pepe's had a very, very good tournament. We said that. We haven't seen too many of the antics that he normally gets up to. Just once this evening. He has defended well. Rui Patricio, I think, unfortunate not to get man of the match. But, of course, Ronaldo's down there celebrating. And customary, he's walking around with his top off.
Well... So would I if I'd look like that. I'd have done the whole show with my top off if I looked like that. But anyhow, Fortunately for everybody, I don't. John Murray.
Quite prophetically, yesterday, Fernando Santos, the Portuguese coach, when it was put to him that some felt that they didn't deserve to be in the final, Fernando Santos said, well, in that case, I want them to say we won it and didn't deserve it. He said, I'd be very pleased with that. So, you know, from the outset, Fernando Santos has had this plan and has quite doggedly stuck to it, and it has been successful for them.
And right on cue, Dave says, Portugal, the most undeserving winners of a tournament ever. Del, Portugal absolutely deserve this, though. Winning ugly is still winning. Andy says, Edad didn't even want to shoot. There were just a lack of options, and it forced him to do it. And what a shot it was. Hamza, who knew that finishing third in the group and not winning until match six would win you the tournament? And Stuart, Portugal have just done a Greece. There are still French players on the turf with their head on it, not being able to look up. And Griezmann and another French player have just gone over. I think that's Gignac who they've had to lift up. And the giant inflatable European Football Championship trophy has just been brought back onto the pitch as we now await the presentation to Portugal. And of course it will be Cristiano Ronaldo who will go up and lift this trophy, although France will go up first. They're just announcing who has won the various boots. A silver boot has gone to Cristiano Ronaldo for three goals. Antoine Griezmann will get the golden boot for the six. And for that fantastic header in the first half that Patricio saved, he probably had the best chance of the second half, did Griezmann, didn't he? When he just, what did he do? Jumped too early?
Yeah, I think he just mistimed it. It was a brilliant ball into the box. He got ahead of his man and he sort of, he jumped early and he headed it as he was coming down. And that just meant he just got underneath the ball and just flicked it over the cross. But it was a glorious chance right at the start of the second half. You know, if that goes in, you'd probably say game over.
I thought Gignac had a good chance as well. He scuffs his shot. On a normal day, you just place that. You've done everything well. You put the defender down. You know what? It's a funny, not a greatest angle, but you just place that inside your foot. He scuffed it and it's hit the post.
Interestingly, Joe sent us a tweet at full-time saying Gignac might just have had France's Gascoigne moment from Euro 96.
Well, possibly, but just going through the groups here, I mean, we talked about this extended format. Without this extended format, Portugal would have been knocked out in the group stages. You know, they got through on goal difference. They had 3 points in the group. They were lucky to get out of their group, effectively. So they've got a lot to be thankful for. And, well...
The booze, by the way, at the moment, is because the big screens have put a picture of Michel Platini on the scoreboard with a message that says, merci pour tout, Michel, thank you for everything. And you can hear the reaction from the French public to that. And by the way, it is still on there, and they will continue to react to it as the Portuguese players are giving their manager, Fernando Santos, the bumps at the moment. And actually, for all people will say they're undeserving and finishing third in the group, tactically, Chris Waddle, he has drilled them to perfection, hasn't he?
Yeah, apart from the three they conceded against Hungary, where they're doing most of the time they've been very hard to break down. The goalie's performed the same when he has to. They've had a little bit of luck and eight hit the post, which you need. Every team needs that. But overall, they've been really set up to protect the two centre-halves. I think the two centre-halves, he wasn't going to play expansive football. I think he just thought, keep the back four together, protection in front of them, and we'll hope a bit of brilliance from Nani, Ronaldo, whoever we've got playing may just win we're a game. And that's what his game plan was.
Renato Sanches was announced as the young player of the tournament. And at the moment, the Portuguese players are forming a guard of honour for Mark Clattenburg and his team of officials as they go up. Danny, I think you said in commentary that he'd refereed it well. He made one ricket with, what, a minute before the goal when he judged a handball and it actually hit Ed Ayer's hand.
Yeah, I did it. It was Ed Ayer's handball, and he gave it against Koscielny, and then Portugal hit the crossbar from that, you know. But apart from that, he didn't really have an awful lot to do. There were no real controversial decisions, no penalty shouts, were there? A couple of offsides that the linesman did well and got right. But he just did his job, you know, as simple as that, and did it well.
People can moan all they like about Portugal finishing third and qualifying, but that's the format of the tournament. As we said the other night, it's a bit like people complaining that a side finishes fifth or sixth in the playoffs. gets promoted. You know what the rules are before a tournament starts.
Hey, it's not Portugal's fault. You know, that's what UEFA have decided. They've expanded the tournament, you know, made it that, you know, teams that finish in third place get through, you know, so that, and that's what's happened.
At the moment, we are waiting for the French players to go through the Guard of Honour, and they are doing that now. And Antoine Griezmann is leading the way. And as disappointed as he is, John Murray, as they come up to collect their runners-up medals, he has been... He certainly shouldn't have his head low after the tournament that he's had.
No, he's only enhanced his reputation, as has the scorer of the winning goal, which, you know, is quite a story. Adair, who really was a flop at Swansea. They only signed him last summer, £5 million. He failed to score for Swansea in 16 appearances, only made four starts from them, moved here to France in February on loan to Lille, which, you know, he did okay, scored six goals. Now it's permanent, so it's a man who has really experienced everything this season, who's ended as the winning goal scorer at this tournament.
I just want to give a warning to John. It looks like there's going to be pyrotechnics, John, and fireworks. I know you sometimes, the loud bangs sometimes make you jump a little bit.
How typically thoughtful of you, Danny.
The Guard of Honour has now descended into the Portuguese players, bouncing up and down. I can't actually see. It's a photographer who's in the middle of that at the moment, who's getting the bumps as he tries to take a picture of all the Portuguese players. And at the moment, because they've built a big wooden arch that says La Finale on it as we wait for the Portuguese players to walk through it, it's difficult to see where Cristiano Ronaldo is in all of that lot. You're a little bit further. I can't. Can you see him, Chris Waddle? I can't see him.
He's in makeup, I think. Listen, we didn't see him the first half. He went off, and then next thing, he comes walking out with a tracksuit top on, and then he becomes coach. Mm. You know, he's standing next to coach, he's running at the touchline telling the fullback to get back on the pitch. And then at the end, he sprints out the football pitch with his bad knee.
Watching some of the French players picking up their runners-up medals. Matuidi is in tears as he collects it. Patrice Evra and Sissoko and Gignac are more stoical. But Matuidi, without a shadow of a doubt, looking the most emotional. Mandanda, the new Crystal Palace goalkeeper, has picked up his. Giroud as well. And now it's Didier Deschamps who's getting a hug from various members of UEFA officials. Do you think he could have done more, Danny Mills?
I think you have to say it's an opportunity missed. You know, did fantastic against Germany to get through. You know, when you can see an awful lot of possession, hit them on the counter-attack. And you're thinking, you know, against Portugal, on paper, one of the easier finals they would probably ever get. But they weren't able to finish it off in the final third. They didn't have that little bit of nous, that little bit of guile.
And now the winners of Euro 2016 are about to head up the stairs to pick up the trophy, Alan Green.
Well, I have to pinch myself that what I'm seeing is reality. I could not have imagined before kickoff that Portugal, who were being led up towards the trophy podium, led by Fernando Santos, their coach, have actually beaten France here in Paris. Fernando Santos deserves great credit. There's no question that he organised his team brilliantly. Defensively, okay. But, you know, you win some, you lose some. Boy, Ronaldo has not only hitched up his shorts, so unlike him, but he's made sure that every photographer, every television camera can see the bandages across his left leg. But there's Fernando Santos, who reaches the top. He's being embraced now. And Quaresma, who came on after 25 minutes for Ronaldo. I see Gianni Infantino, the president of FIFA, the new president of FIFA. He gives Fernando Santos a kiss on the cheek. It'll be a long while for these players to get up here, because the manager's being embraced by every single soul on the podium. Clearly, he's very, very well liked. I see Pepe. I see Bruno Alves, who came into the team for the semi-final. There've been some good players in this Portuguese side, without question. I think that Sanchez is one for the future. We can look forward to Sanchez for about four or five tournaments. I don't know how Nani has rolled up his shorts to quite an extent. Maybe he's copying Ronaldo. Maybe it's a Portuguese thing. Ronaldo, of course, will be last up, having climbed up those steps, because it'll be Ronaldo having taken the armband that was offered back to him from Nani, who is captain in his absence. But Ronaldo's got that armband on now, and he finally climbs the final couple of steps. He has a Portuguese flag draped across his waist. Head of the goal scorer is just ahead of him. No doubt he had a few kind words to say to Eder. It was a fantastic strike. It really was. But there's Font and Pepe, the two central defenders, and Medinho and João Murillo, all bouncing up and down in the podium. They cannot wait. They probably can't believe it themselves. They came here, they drew all three group games, they finished third in the group, but they're the rules. They moved on. They beat Croatia in a most appalling game, but they got the winning goal towards the end of extra time. Then they beat Poland on penalties in the quarterfinals, and they knocked out brave Wales at the semi-final stage. And now they can celebrate the first major championship, international championship, in Portuguese history. And I'm sure that Fernando Santos, who's applauding each of his players at the moment, he's very close to tears. Ronaldo shed tears twice during the game, each time because of the injury that he had suffered. But now if he cries, it'll be a cry of delight. Ronaldo's hidden from our view at the moment, but the European Championship trophy leaves the podium. It's being walked to Cristiano Ronaldo. He's at the front, Pepe's with him, Ronaldo has the trophy, he raises it to the skies in Paris, and Portugal are champions of Europe. It's just a broad, beaming smile from Ronaldo at the moment. He kisses the trophy, he can't believe it's happened, neither can the nation of Portugal, but trust me, it has this night in the Stade de France. Salute Portugal, champions of Europe.
And let's focus on Cristiano Ronaldo, shall we? Because aside from a World Cup now, Danny, there is nothing else for him to achieve.
No, there isn't. You know, and I think that's what, ultimately, that's what he wanted, wasn't it? You know, he can now put himself up there with the greats, effectively. You know, that's maybe what's been missing from Messi's trophy cabinet. Now he's eclipsed Messi because he's got that trophy.
As the fireworks go up in the middle of the pitch, and there are also fireworks within the roof here at the Stade de France, so they're being fired out horizontally into the night sky, and they've woken all the moths that were in those lights, and now there are moths cascading down from the roof of the Stade de France as the Portuguese...
That's the snow that was forecast.
Yeah, maybe. As the Portuguese players do not want to leave that balcony where they are continuing to celebrate with all the photographers pointing their lenses at them. John Murray, our correspondent, Cristiano Ronaldo, and what this actually means for him, both him personally, but also his standing within the game.
Well, we often say, don't we, to be considered to be an absolute great. You know, we've said that over the years, haven't we, when we talked about Messi, you know, and he's come so close with Argentina. Not only we should forget that he has won an Olympic tournament, which means a great deal in South America, so he has won an international tournament with Argentina, but when it's come to the South American Championship and the World Cup, you know, they've fallen just short time and again. But Ronaldo has got that on his CV now, even if he was able to play for little more than a quarter of an hour of the final.
But he has, and this goes back to what Portuguese journalist Chris Waddle have said to us during this tournament. He has displayed leadership. You know, for all we might think his teammates are intimidated and feel like they have to pass the ball to him, he has been a leader for this side.
Yeah, he has. He's a superstar, let's be honest. He's been a top player and still is. He only might have to alter his game a bit. He doesn't dribble as much as we used to watch him. But he's still effective. He still scores goals. He can head it. He can finish off either feet. He's lost a little bit of pace. But he's so talented, he can adjust his game. As long as you put the players around him, he can keep playing because he's got a wonderful football brain. Yes, and you know, he saw tonight his passion. Whether he's playing to the crowd or playing to the cameras, whatever. But he looked very passionate when he came out that second half on the touchline.
And equally, they wouldn't have been in this situation without him. You know, those two goals against Hungary, where they were right up against it, you know, he clawed it back for them, you know, and got them into that situation to get that 3-3 draw that made sure they qualified just, and obviously went on from there.
Yeah, he was the match winner, wasn't he, against Wales, really, in those few minutes of the match where Portugal snatched it away from Wales. And you're right, Danny, you know, when we remember the game that you and I did, the 3-3 with Hungary, you know, there was a period of that match when we were saying, they're going out, they're finishing bottom of the group here. And, you know, he did drag them back that day.
And Gareth Bale has tweeted, congratulations, Portugal, an unlucky France, you hosted an unbelievable tournament. Chris Gale has tweeted, my prediction from game one was spot on. Cristiano, the greatest. What have you all got to say now? Michael Vaughan, rather sarcastically, if Pogba's worth 100 million, then Pepe must be worth a billion. Ilkay Gundogan, congratulations, Portugal, incredible to win the tournament after finishing in third place in the group stage. Mesut Ozil, chin up France, especially my teammates Laurent Koscielny and Olivier Giroud. Also congratulations to Portugal, the Euro 2016 champions. The French players at the moment, John, I think some of them wanted to go back into the dressing room, and they're going on a lap of honour to get the thanks of their fans and show thanks back to the fans, whilst Portugal stand in the middle of the pitch with red and green and silver ticker tape raining down on them and dance with the trophy.
Yes, and I think this comes back what the French team are doing to what we were saying before the match, that I think they have felt genuine warmth from their supporters wherever they've been throughout France during the course of the tournament. And there has been, you know, they've grown a new bond with their supporters at this tournament, and that's why I think they're going there. We saw the message right at the start, didn't we, Mercy?
I think it's a credit they've stayed in.
Yeah.
Most, let's be honest, most fans, if you lost the tournament, lost the final, would have been gone long ago. But there's thousands and thousands stayed in.
I would say the stadium's maybe half full, and when Portugal picked the trophy up, it was maybe still 70%, Danny, something like that.
Yeah, definitely. I said to Chris, I said, I couldn't believe that we're all still here. You almost just had expected a mass exodus. As we came past the Arc de Triomphe on the way here, we saw like sort of a huge French flag, yes, being half
prepared,
erected,
prepared,
yes,
yeah,
ready to be waved off the top of it. But not sure that'll be going up now either.
At the moment, Cristiano Ronaldo has the trophy in his hands. He's stood for the photographers, kissing it, kissing the medal that hangs round his neck as well. Some stats from tonight's final. Portugal have become the 10th different nation to win the European Championships. It was the 6th European final to go to extra time, the first, though, to be goalless after 90 minutes. Portugal have become the first team in European Championship history to go to extra time 3 times in the same tournament. Renato Sanches was the youngest player to play in a European Championship final. And since 1980, no goalkeeper has made more saves in a Euro final than Rui Patricio. Peter Schmeichel also made 7 against Germany in 1992. Jack says another match where Pogba looked ordinary. James, how many Portugal players made it into people's teams at the tournament? Craig, congratulations to Portugal. It's the year of the underdog. And Christopher says, after tonight, I have to say that Pepe is my player of the tournament. Sensational, doesn't begin to describe how good he has been. He will be in the team of the tournament, Danny Mills, will Pepe?
Oh, definitely. And we talked about him beforehand. He's actually defended very, very well. Just the once this evening. He rolled over 5 or 6 times, had a little jig or whatever it was on the floor. But apart from that, you know, running up a couple of times to Mark Clattenburg, wanting other players to get booked. You know, when he defends and just does his job, he's a very, very solid, good defender.
So, we are near the end of Euro 2016, and I wonder how a lot of countries might be feeling as they see Portugal dance around with this trophy and thinking that could... And I'm not just talking about England here. Wales will think it. Wales will definitely think it, more rightly so than England, having gone out to Portugal in the semi-finals, John Murray. There'll be a lot of countries that are thinking, hang on, this wasn't one of the so-called big boys that's won this tournament.
Yeah, and a number of those countries would include obviously the defending champion Spain, who were going for three in a row in the Euros. But Spain were knocked out by Italy, who were knocked out by Germany, who were knocked out by France, who were beaten in the final by Portugal.
Alan Green, do we go along with the fact that the tournament got the got a final that kind of summed it up?
Yes, I think it did reflect it, Mark. I think there were special moments, the special moment tonight. Well, two of them really, the injury to Ronaldo, which obviously robbed the final of a star player, and then the winning goal. But overall, how many memories will we carry of the game? And how many memories of great football matches will we carry from this European Championship? I think very few games. The semi-final that Chris and I saw in Marseille, that was a special game. I think the Italians were involved in a couple of really good fixtures. Obviously, Hungary and Portugal mattered too. But many of the games are humdrum. We have to face that. Now, it's interesting that people like Joachim Löw have criticised the format. Now, some will say, well, he would do. Germany lost in the semi-final. But I think reading the criticism from the German manager, I think he'd perfectly valid points to make about how unwieldy the tournament was, how it was unnecessary to move it from a slimline 16-nation tournament that we all loved. And I think that made it usually a better tournament than a World Cup. But we're heading for more teams everywhere. We've more teams in the European Championship. They're talking about increasing the size of a World Cup finals to 40. Heaven help us. That'll take the whole of the summer. We've got to rationalize this. We don't have to just appeal to the smaller nations, however good a contribution they make.
Alan and John and Danny and Chris, thank you very much. Liam in Dunbar says, Portugal are not a giant of European football, but they deserve credit for pulling this off. Here in the Stade de France, they've beaten the host nation by a goal to nil. Portugal are the European champions. Good night. We have reached the final. We are here at the Stade de France. It's France, the host nation, taking on Portugal.
This is the 15th European Championship final.
Griezmann with a header!
And a leaping save by Rui Patricio to his right. He's in tears. Ronaldo is sitting on the pitch. He's surrounded by his concerned teammates. Looks as though Ronaldo knows he's not going to be able to continue. Coleman angles the ball in. Griezmann with a header, and he's headed it over the crossbar from 6 yards out.
Nani crosses from the right, and goodness gracious, Lloris almost makes a hat to it. Then the overhead kick by Quaresma. Save. Gignac there. Back to goal. Under his right foot. Hits the post. Quaresma's right foot is going to deliver it. No, it's not. It's a free kick. Made it. Hits the crossbar. Brilliant free kick.
Guerrero.
But here's Eder. Eder shoots. What a goal. What a strike from 25 yards. It slipped low past the despairing right hand of Lloris. And Portugal celebrate. Final whistle is blown. And Portugal are champions of Europe against all the
Thanks for listening to the Five Live Football Daily. More reaction on the Monday Night Club with Kelly Cates and Chris Sutton and John Motson and Andy Dunn. And if you can't wait till then, you can find everything to do with Five Live Sport on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram.
Lukaku! Rifles the ball low! Muller shoots and scores! A real beauty from Gylfi Sigurdsson!
Fabulous goal by Shaqiri!
Luka Modric has scored!
Lewandowski!
And the almost impossible has happened!
On digital and online.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
bbc.co.uk/5live.